I marched through the corrals, noticed there were a couple of steers in the sick pen, so I made my rounds, got them up on their feet, stirred them around, checked their noses and eyes and other technical medical stuff that most ordinary people wouldn't understand. Well, just for an example, I had a steer once that had ear drupus, red eye stachosis, and dry noserosis. Handling heavy technical terms is something a good cow dog does every day. But as I say, we don't expect the ordinary person. Well, I think I've already covered this. After I made my hospital rounds, I went padding through the corrals, feeling like a million, when all of a sudden, I saw something up ahead that caught my eye. There was a stock tank up ahead, see? Right there in the fence line between the alley and the side lot. Pete the barn cat was perched up on the edge of the tank, all bunched up in such a way that he had all four paws resting on a very small ledge. That's something a cat can do. It's a balancing trick that doesn't require any brains. His tail was high in the air, flicking back and forth in a slow rhythm. And he was looking into the water and, get this, talking to someone. That's right. Well, naturally, I had to postpone his daily whipping so I could listen.
Meow. Oh, you're so handsome. My heavens, my stars, my goodness, my gracious, my gravy, my gosh, you're the best-looking cat. I'm inclined to think that I'm in love with you, dear. Can you see? Can you hear? My heart beating and pounding and thumping and sounding the incredible love that I feel for myself. I can hardly explain it. It hurts like a bayonet, this incredible love that I feel for myself. It's as gold as a carrot. I'm not sure I can bear it, this incredible love that I feel for myself. I see in reflections, in every direction, the incredible love that I feel for myself. Ah, dear cat, you're so handsome, you're worth a king's ransom. Oh, Pete, I'm in love with yourself.